good evening, and welcome to Saturday Night Sega! Again, if you're listening live, if you're listening on the podcast, you won't have a clue what's going on. So allow me to explain. We're back live, and my laptop decided to have a little bit of a fit, because what it wanted to do was disconnect from my Wi-Fi and connect to my dad's Wi-Fi. Now, my dad does not live with me. He actually lives probably about, 100, 150, 200 meters away in a completely different house. And I'd connected to dad's Wi-Fi because I actually have no idea. I needed to do something. I think it might have been when I was ripping CDs. It was trying to get like CD information on iTunes so that I didn't have to write it all in myself like an idiot. And it's just decided, completely out of the blue, that it wanted to disconnect from my internet and connect to his, which is handy. So, of course, the offset of that was that it had then cut out everything. So, you know, obviously, Altercast stopped, so that cut the microphone for the audio cables. So whilst Radio DJ was still playing, it was playing to nobody. The podcast itself wasn't recording. So, fun times had by all. So hopefully we'll do it again. And it'll all work fine second time around. Now, for those of you who are listening live, kind of disappointed that the same music that started the show the first time around didn't start the show the second time around, nice little in-joke here for you. So the first two tracks that I played, the first one's probably kind of asking for trouble now in reflection, was Dragon's Crown Pro and The Triumphant Return of the Hero. Ha, lol, that lasted. And then after that, Stand Rise Up from Company of Heroes 2. I kind of wanted to get straight back into talking, so when we came back the second time around, that's why there's only the one track, and that was from Astol, and intro, Let Me Try Again. if this all cuts out and we have to go a third time, I'm going to try and see if there's a track that says Third Time's the Charm, but I'm kind of hoping we don't have to get to that. So, hello, hi, welcome, by the way. You know, we are back live, we still have technical difficulties, even when live, it seems. But never mind. I did do shout-outs to people that were listening live at the time, so if, on the first time round. So, whilst you're not going to be able to hear that on the podcast. Would have just said Saturday, wouldn't it? Saturday. Viper was mentioning something about Saturday. It is Saturday. I suppose the Sega thing, everyone seems to go about Saturn days on Saturdays nowadays. I mentioned it on the show first time round. I am still eating a KFC. I need to try and eat it as quickly as possible. It is getting colder. Mina was co-hosting with me, but she's disappeared. I don't know where she's gone. She's left the living room door wide open. So I'm probably waking Alexis up by talking right now. She'll be back at some point. Don't know. She'll probably come running back and going, it's me, I have returned. So if you do have any requests that you want to hear, then you can send them to me either via Twitter, at SNS_RS, or at Radio Sega. I don't man Radio Sega, someone else will find it and send it to me. Or you can double-click my name, Gabby, in Discord, and send it that way. I'm going to put some music on super quick, because, as I say, my chicken's getting cold, and I want to eat it, because I'm hungry, and I probably shouldn't be eating whilst doing a show. However, we make decisions because we're idiots, really. And then hopefully by the time I've done Shining Force Cross, yeah, let's play for some reason. No, that is how you spell Shining Force Cross. There we are, and I bet he's requested a song that I can't find. Enemy Shadow. Where are you? Where are you? Surely it makes sense for me. Nope, there we go. I'm going to say it makes sense for me just to search the track name, really, wouldn't it? Yeah, we'll play those two songs. I'm fairly sure I'll find a third in the meantime. So welcome back to Saturday Night Live, Saturday Night Sega Live. Hopefully we have no more tech issues. Because I really don't want to start this a third time. And maybe when I come back, Mina will have returned. The landing light's on, so she's clearly upstairs doing something. We'll find out. We'll be right back. Hooray! That was Jun Senoi and Angel Island Zone from Super Smash Bros. Brawl, which is the Wii one, if those of you don't know. I thought I'd play that because we were talking about Gamescom before the show started. Before the show started the first time. And the obviously first figures were there, and they had the Sonic and Tails statue that they're doing there for $499. It looks very, very nice, but it is also very, very expensive. So I just figured because it's set around Angel Island Zone, I'll put that in as my third track. Before that, Enemy Shadow from Shining Force Cross, requested, I believe, from Nicholas Haman on the Twitter. And then prior to that, Fly from Yakuza 3, requested by Mr. Viper, Green Viper. Because the Yakuza Remastered Collection is coming out on PS4. In fact, Yakuza 3 is out right now, with Yakuza 4 coming out in October and Yakuza 5 coming out in February. And when Yakuza 5 comes out, then all three games are being bundled up together in a nice, lovely physical package, which looks quite gorgeous. For those of you who are wondering, it is coming out in Europe as a physical bundle. A lot of the places at the minute only look like they're American. Sega Europe did confirm that it is coming to Europe as well, but they haven't opened pre-orders yet. And also, it's like a little special edition because it comes with a physical game case for Yakuza 5 on PS3. It is literally only the game case, and it is purely only there for your physical collections. So if you do happen to own Yakuza's 1-0 through 6 physically, then it's a nice way of being able to put 5 in that collection, because otherwise there's no way of displaying that you own Yakuza 5. Mina's come back. She got harassed by a moth in the bathroom, and she had to wait until it screamed lamp and flew away so that she could get out of the door. hello!
Ham.
No, that's crab. No, you're on about crabs now, not moths. It's moths. II1980 is saying, if Sony are paying for timed exclusives, that's kind of okay. More money for Sega. But Kiwami 2 was £40 on PS4. But on PC, it was only £25. I think PC players would have paid more if it came out at the same time. No. For some reason, PC games are always cheaper than PS4 games, than console games. And I think this is purely because, obviously, with PC games, you just make the game and you tell people what the specifications are that you play it on. So you basically go, right, that game's finished. So games are always tend to be cheaper. Especially as, you know, in most instances, you don't make physical content for PC these days because everyone seems to like buying games through Steam or the Epic Game Store. You know, Uplay and etc, etc, etc. So the actual PC market in terms of physical product is kind of dead. So, you know, without having to pay for that distribution method, you can actually make your games cheaper because you're not having to pay the distributors, you know, you're not having to pay the manufacturers for the discs, you're not having to pay the printers for the game cases, you're not, you don't have to pay this, that, the other. Etc. etc. Obviously, he's saying, you know, Team Sonic Racing was more expensive on Steam. It depends on the game, though. You know, Sonic is going to make more money than Yakuza. That's a harsh reality of life. Whilst Yakuza is a really good, you know, a really good game series, Sega will know that they'll make more money from Sonic than they will from Yakuza. That's just a simple fact of life. That's like Nintendo trying to say that, you know, let's make Mario more expensive than Kirby. It kind of makes sense. I mean, Nintendo fans are going to buy anything regardless. But, you know, see the point I'm getting at? Hope so. Yes. There was something I was going to talk about. I think it was actually the Yakuza collection. Cobra De Best says, I have a bit of a vendetta against Steam for killing off physical media on PC. What is a vendetta? Is it when you want to try and get in a van and go... Is it like a white van man, but he drives around screaming at people? We'll save £350 million if we leave Europe! White van man. Yeah, Mina's shaking her head. She's trying to watch Hannibal, but at the same time, she's also trying desperately to stay awake, and it isn't working. You look like you're falling asleep. She's also brought in her Lego Harry Potter. I bought her the Lego the Harry Potter Night Boss. For her birthday. So, yeah. I don't think she'll have it finished before we finish this show. I very much doubt she'll have it started before we finish this show. Because that would involve her having to get off the sofa, which is looking quite comfortable. Green Viper says... Green Viper's asked 50 Shades Darker with loads of question marks. No, we've already done this. We've already done this. So, for those of you who didn't catch last week's show, first of all, what are you doing? Get caught up. Mina was watching 50 Shades of Grey whilst doing the show. And on last Saturday, I was out at a housewarming party. My friends then kidnapped her from the housewarming party. Kidnapping being their words, not mine. They kidnapped her and took her into town. And she came back at 1:30 in the morning. With the proviso that I got to stay out on Sunday night because we were meeting up with old work friend who had moved down to Milton Keynes and then come back up to see us. So after work on Sunday, we went out, met up with old work colleague, and the idea was we were going to have a really late night. But my friend's just come back from visiting her family in Hungary. She was knackered and she left at 6 o'clock, which would have left me on my Todd. And I was like, no. Nicholas Haman, I did see your other request. It is getting on. Don't panic. I have seen both of them. Anyway, I wouldn't be too worried. There's like an hour and a half to go. We're good. We're good. So she's completely wiped out by 6 o'clock. Everyone else that I currently work with has left, which would have left me on my own. So I was like, well, I should just probably go home then because I don't want to go on my own. So I end up walking home with her. We, say see you later and I come home. Mina's already got this nice plan for for watching the other two 50 Shades films while I'm out, thinking that I'm going to be going out getting absolutely smashed off my face, which I don't tend to do. I've not done it for a few months anyway. So I come home and she's like, oh, do you mind if I put 50 Shades on? I'm like, yeah, go on then, I'll take the piss out of it. So we had 50 Shades Darker on, took the piss out of it, all fun. And then she went and put 50 Shades Freed on, which is the third one, and I wasn't kind of expecting that. So at this point, I was like, no, I'm checking out now, because these films are truly terrible. And I went to sleep. And they are awful. They are awful. The soundtracks aren't too bad. In that sense, I would imagine they're kind of like the Twilight films, in that the films are pretty bad, but the soundtracks aren't awful. But yeah, the acting is just wooden. I actually said to some...
They are a little bit more human.
They're a little bit more human, but still very, very wooden. We were talking about it at work on Monday, and I joked that it felt like watching a porn film that had somehow made £500 million at a box office, to which my colleague turned around and said, yes, but a porn film's got better acting. And I turned around and said, yes, got a better storyline as well. And nobody could argue the point. So there you go. Yeah, if you ever feel like watching 50 Shades of Grey, just load up Pornhub and just watch something on there, because one, it's free, so you don't have to pay anything, and two, you're probably going to have a better time out of it, and it's much more realistic, despite the fact that, it's still all staged to hell and very, very degrading for the women, because, they don't get paid enough for that sort of line of work. But that's a conversation we probably shouldn't be getting into on a Sega radio show. Eh? Well, no, the reason is, I'm going to probably need to follow this. Right, you're going to have to bear with me, because this is going to be proper weird. Right, but there's someone who I follow on Twitter who went into sports journalism. Right, now, and this is where I sort of started from. I only found out about 7 months after I started following on Twitter that she did used to be an adult porn star. Right.
An adult porn star,
as opposed to the child porn star, so it gets a little bit weird, you're following them on Twitter. Hey, unfollow, turn the internet off. Time to go home, we're done. Anyway.
Adult
movie star, there we go. Anyway, she's been in the news recently, and she's been doing a lot about saying that if people want to be in the porn industry, then they need to be paid well. She only did it for 9 months. She did, by her admission, she did about 12 to 15 videos. And in total, her entire career only earned her $12,000. And she's like, and it's just like,
So, you know, when we're saying, you know, how much do they get paid, the actual answer there is not enough, because 12,000 would be about 1,000 a film. And when you consider, you know, that Flipper's gone, there we go, we're into the true Saturday Night Sega now. Well, Mina's watching Hannibal. She watched Hannibal give someone a literal ice pick lobotomy. So, you know. Anyway, moving back on. So this is a conversation that I wanted to have. What? Why are you scowling for?
A man caught
his nail. Oh, okay. I thought it'd be a bit more disgusting than that.
Well, he was also like hoisted up, mutilated, and given wings.
I see. Ravseek says, I have a feeling I know who that is. There you go. Ravseek follows her as well. or he's like, I secretly watch the videos. No. So
there's a whole market
of people that don't get paid enough in porn movies. Sports journalist. I'll be fairly honest with you. As I say, you know, completely on the point is she's actually a very good sports journalist. Yeah, you know, pretty on it. For like football.
Sound surprised?
No, I'm not. I would sound surprised from someone who's gone from porn to sports journalism. That's kind of a career jump.
Stop that.
A little stopgap. Green Viper goes, where does this secretly part come in? Oh, Ravseek goes, I don't. It was just trending on Twitter. Yeah. Anywho, so dialing back to 50 Shades, it did kind of bring me back to a conversation I wanted to have on last week's show, but couldn't because it was pre-recorded. So obviously no audience interaction here, but I did start talking to Mina about awful films that we actually love, and it came off the point that I wasn't saying for 1 minute that she absolutely adored 50 Shades of Grey, because we both think it's a trash pile. But it's like, for me, I really adore Super Mario Brothers, despite the fact it's awful. It's a truly terrible film. So we kind of got to thinking about, like, actual bad films. It's not a sense of, oh, you think this film is bad but you love it anyway, but an actual terrible film but you can't help but love it anyway. So II says, so much money spent on porn that could be used making the world a better place as opposed to teaching people how not to have sex. Yeah, I don't know how much money is spent on porn, I'll be fair. I'll be honest, that's not something I tend to research. Hi, welcome to Saturday Night Sega. Sega have done things this week because it's Gamecom. It's been Gamescom. But before we talk about that, let's talk about porn. Why not? I like the song by Roxette that was in that movie. I really need to finish this KFC. Should we put some more music on? I'm going to leave you with that question and we'll come back to it after I put some music on. So the question was actual bad film. So we're talking about a film which is truly awful, like scraping the bottom of the bottom of the barrel. But you can't help but actually love it. So mine is Super Mario Brothers, because it's shit. There's no getting away from it. It is a shit film. Street Fighter also, because, I mean, Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li is even worse, actually. But yeah. Mortal Kombat, second Mortal Kombat, is also not very good. There's a second Doom movie coming out. It's going straight to DVD, and even by straight to DVD standards, it looks bad. So... Carl Urban and The Rock, before he used to go by Dwayne Johnson, it was The Rock. But the tagline, the second film is called Doom Annihilation, and someone tweeted the official Doom account to ask them if they had anything to do with the movie, to which they responded with no. But the tagline for the movie is, this time it's not a game! And it's like, ha! You've made a joke. Oh good, that's the level that we're aspiring to here. Fantastic. Ravseek also says that he'd met someone who went from being a translation verifier in video games to being a prison guard. So there is also, I suppose, random leaps of career. But yeah, we've had a chat about porn on a Sega show. we did also before I start playing music. Twinnie did mention that Sega Saturn Shiro also makes prime porn music. Well, yeah, it was kind of funny in context of 50 Shades of Grey. I wouldn't suggest anyone actually attempt to have actual sex to it, though, because you just start laughing. Nicholas Haman also said Glamorous Fingers from Cracking DJ. Maybe I should play this, because maybe it is. I can't spell glamorous. Glamorous Fingers, there we go. Oh, there's another one that says scratching. Ooh. Well, let's go with that one. Glamorous Fingers. What other Sega songs could we play that would be completely inappropriate for 50 Shades? And obviously its various connotations. I don't know. I thought that'd make for a really good music break, and I've had a complete mind blank. Come on, Mina, help me out.
I don't know what you're doing.
Trying to think of music that would be completely inappropriate to play whilst having sex. Just to put it bluntly. The Okie Kokie would be the Hokey Kokie would be really funny, but
oh, I thought you were thinking Sega, so they could play it.
Well, I was thinking,
or people can have, you know, try the challenge and you have sex. But the only thing that came from
my mind
was Yoshi.
Yoshi. I could play Yoshi actually. We've got.
And then like the noise when they go through the tunnel.
Ba-dum, bum. It'd be the noise from when they attempt to jump and they're double jumping. Okay, I think I've got it. I think I've got it. Here we go then. Why are we doing this? Oh lordy.
What is this show, Dan?
What is this show? This is Saturday Night Sega Live. This is what happens is we you know, for the last 9.5 years we've been doing this. Let's talk about A, and instead we'll talk about X. Let's talk about sex, B. You know, if I actually had that on my laptop, I'd say. There we go. Green Viper said Rob Rabbits. Yes! Rob Rabbits. That is not what I'm playing, though. My Sweet Passion. Yeah.
No, that is
yeah, but yeah, no, My Sweet Passion is appropriate, because Sphinx was so cute, she had to shave it. How? How on earth did they get away with that line in a Sonic game? Because I just... Anyway, here we go. Let's have a crack at this. So, whilst you're listening to this music and completely laughing at how inappropriate it potentially is, the actual question is, genuinely bad film that you still can't help but love anyway. BritGamer98 also asked whether Paul is considered a bad film. Don't know. Haven't watched it, so couldn't tell you. I know it's not meant to be as good
check
as the other.
Check how fresh it is on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, check how fresh it is on Rotten Tomatoes. Although I still wouldn't take that as a barometer as to whether or not, you know, as to whether or not a film's good, because, well, they can get it so wrong.
Cross-reference it with any
Adam Sandler film. Cross-reference it with Click or Jill and Jill.
Jack and Jill.
Yeah, cross-reference it with that. Or, for a better option, cross-reference it with Nutty Professor 2 or Norbit. Because, you know, both Eddie Murphy films. Because if they're as good as... If they're classified as good as any of those three, then, yeah, you're onto a shit film. So, back in a bit.
Away. Don't want to move those fingers. It makes me want to stay.
I couldn't wait until Pounding Pavement finished. I thought I'd come back early. I've never actually listened to that version before. That's the B-Univ version. Univ? Univ? No idea. Yoshi's Island Zone before that from Sonic Lost World. I probably should rename that track because it still comes up as Unknown Artist. And then before that, Glamorous Fingers from Kraken DJ, which Twinnie said sounded like striptease music. We're going to stop talking about sex now. Let's move on to something else. So, we've broached that subject. So, until next week, I'm fairly sure we can leave it alone. Awful films that people liked. Didn't really get... Crossroads. You liked Crossroads. Oh, dear. I'm so glad you don't actually own that, to be honest. But I guess there's still time, isn't there? BritGamer98 mentioned actually like Bright, the urban fantasy film on Netflix with Will Smith. Yeah, I haven't watched that yet. That's in my watch list, but I haven't heard great things about that. Nicholas Herman said not a movie, but a TV show. Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It's pretty much universally panned, but I quite enjoyed it. II1980 says his daughter likes the new Power Rangers. I have a soft spot for Power Rangers, actually. Like, the actual Power Rangers movie, the 90s one, was pretty bad. But that was... I still quite enjoy that, even though the CGI in it looks horribly, horribly obvious these days. BritGamer says, if we're getting into bad stuff we enjoyed that aren't films, what about games? Because I like Sonic 4. I like Sonic 4, actually. Sonic 4 Episode 2 is really good. Sonic 1 can die. But yeah, and Sonic Chronicles too. Yeah, I also really did like Sonic Chronicles. I'd ask Mina, you know, bad game that you've played that you enjoyed, but Mina doesn't really differentiate between good and bad. She just puts a pad in her hands and goes, yeah, and she just doesn't really. Although I did show her Supermarket Shriek yesterday. If you haven't played Supermarket Shriek, I've uninstalled it from my Xbox because I've gone about as far with the premise as I think I can go. But Supermarket Shriek basically puts you in control of a man and a goat in a shopping trolley, and you have to scream to make the shopping trolley move. So the left trigger controls the man and the right trigger controls the goat. So if you hold the left trigger down, then the shopping trolley spins around to the left. If you hold the right trigger down, it spins round to the right. If you hold both triggers down, they both scream and you go forwards, propelled by the sheer force of them screaming. And you have to sort of traverse shops. And it's oh my god! You just if you don't own an Xbox, I don't know if it's out on PC or anything else. If you don't own an Xbox, look it up on YouTube. It is. It's so fun, and it's really, really funny. And the thing that really gets me is if you don't want to use a control pad, if you don't want to use an actual controller, you can plug a microphone in and actually scream to move. So you can play it two-player and actually just sit in your room screaming out loud to move. So, yeah. So Supermarket Shriek is called. It's... oh. Not a Sega game. I have my phone with me now. It's sufficiently charged up. So let's talk about Sega at Gamescom.
Excuse me?
What? You didn't say.
What? Sorry.
No, you. Sega still haven't sent me a mark of quality badge yet. And this show is proof. This show is proof that I deserve one. But please, don't use this as a... I think Gabby should get one. Just listen to this show. About 25-minute chat about... what songs would be appropriate? So let's see. Let's look back at Sega Europe's Twitter and see what's happening. They announced a new game called Humankind, which is a strategy game. I have no interest in that one, I'll be honest with you. It's one of those where if someone gave me it, I'd probably play it, but if they didn't, I wouldn't go mad for it, I'll be honest. A historical strategy game from Amplitude Studios. Create a civilization that's as unique as you are by combining 60 historical cultures from the Bronze to the Modern Age. That's a thing. I don't quite know how you mix those. But there we go. Streets of Rage 4 announced it's coming out on PC, Xbox One, PS4, and Switch. Still talking about Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz HD. I don't know why that game's not going to be very good, is it? But I do enjoy Super Monkey Ball, strangely. So I reckon I quite enjoy that. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020. God, they need to make those game names shorter, don't they? Can't they just call it Mario and Sonic at Tokyo in 2020? Would it not make sense? They've announced that they're doing some dream events in 2D. So you can see Mario running impossibly fast as his 2D sprite from the 8-bit Mario game. Which is also really funny that they're using the 8-bit Mario alongside the 16-bit Sonic. Surely you'd live out everyone's Mega Drive versus SNES fantasies by using the Super Mario World. Mario! What else can we talk about? Let's see, what else have Sega Europe announced? Obviously the Yakuza Remastered Collection. Touched on that already. That's it, really. They've done a few streams of the Mega Drive Mini. Not quite sure why. Here, watchers play Mega Drive games. You've never seen them before. In Europe, the latest Sega Ages games have been released. So, Space Harrier. I was going to read Fantasy Zone then. Space Harrier and Puyo Puyo. Available now exclusively on the Nintendo Switch. Space Harrier's been available on quite a few things. I think you should probably specify that the Sega Ages titles are exclusive, not that the actual games themselves are. Yeah, that's pretty much the gist of that. II mentions Catherine. Catherine, yes, that's coming out on PS4 soon. I'd love to play that again. That game again. I really enjoy it. I hope you're not talking about Catherine as in a bad game that you enjoy, because Catherine's really good.
I was going to say, I hope that's not part of that Catherine.
Yeah, because Catherine's really, really good. But if you've never played it, what are you on? Get a PS4. I think it's even coming out, well, it is out on Steam. It's called Catherine Classic. But yeah, no, definitely play Catherine. Catherine's amazing. It's really good. And the music's really good as well. So, there. You've been told. Yeah, Catherine's very, very good. The story gets a little bit weird, but it is very good. Alright. I'm going to try and get some more music off. Just start getting us... Well, what I'll do is I'll get the music ready, and then when we want it played, I can sort it out. Ba-ba-ba! Ba-ba-ba! Why did I start singing Nights, actually? Now I think about it, it's like, why did that come into my head? Well, we're going to have to play it. Let's play. That one. And I'm going to play it in the middle of those two tracks. Cool beans! Oh, II was actually interested. What is Catherine? Is it just a puzzle game with a story? Yeah, kind of, actually. It's basically you play as a man who has is it a girlfriend called Catherine?
Yeah.
And then he meets another girl who's like, who's got a thing for him, and she's also called Catherine. Only one of them is called Catherine with a C, and the other one's called Catherine with a K. And he ends up waking up next to her in bed the next morning, and he's like, what the hell? Have I slept with you? See, we're back on the sex thing again. How have we even done this? But yeah, and then it's like he ends up like going to sleep and having nightmares, and like where he's, you know, it's like Catherine with a C, which I believe is his girlfriend. And starts talking about wanting to have a baby, so then he has a nightmare, and then you go through a puzzle where you have to basically climb up a tower, and then the boss, when you get far enough up this tower, is a giant mutilated baby fetus. It's all very, very weird. But it's well worth playing. I mean, I've owned it on 360 and finished it, and I would happily buy it on PS4 again because it's just such a fun time. I mean, if anyone wants me to review it, then send me it. He needs a mistress named Catherine with a Q. Well, the full body version on PS4 does actually produce a director's cut where they add a third girl in to turn it from a love triangle into a love square, love rectangle. I love, I don't know. But yeah, her name's completely different. It's got nothing to do with Catherine. I think her name's like Lisa or something weird. I don't know. But it's a game I'd happily play again. I'm gonna play some more music. If I say play some more music, there is a thing that I said I would play around about now. So I'm gonna hold off. We can talk a little bit more about stuff before we play. We're actually gonna play an intro. I'm gonna play an advert. John. No, it's definitely a woman viper. It's not someone called John.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is John.
Hey, Michael could be a girl's name.
Yeah, that's right. Catherine full body. Let's see what Wikipedia can tell us. Catherine full body is a remake / enhanced port of the 2011 Catherine video game. Rin. There you go. Yeah. The reason the developers chose the subtitle Full Body is due to its relation to full-bodied wine. Full Body is Catherine with more content or depth, like a full-bodied wine. It also sounded more erotic, as the developers increased the eroticness a bit. Oh, good. So it's 5 endings. Oh, goody, goody, goody gumdrops. Well, yeah, you should definitely play Catherine. It's good. But yeah, her name's not John. Right. So, I've got an advert coming up, and then we've got 3 more tracks to play, and then... Oh, I don't know. I really, honestly... Viper says, how do you increase the eroticness a bit? I thought that was sort of the whole point of the original. There is a third girl now, you see. That's how you've done it. So now, instead of him... But apparently, you actually... I was just reading from the wiki that I was reading. You have to go out of your way to start a relationship with the Rin girl. You can't just do it as part of the storyline. You have to go and pursue it. I should probably look at how I completed the 360 version, actually, and do the exact opposite on the PS4 one. Although it probably would be worth playing it through once and then turning on autoplay. Because if you want to experience the story and not the puzzles, you can turn on autoplay mode and the game will complete the puzzles for you by choosing the shortest route to the top. So kind of like, you know how the Mario games these days have got easy mode where it's like you hit a star and it's like, I'll complete the level for you. Or it just turns out permanent invincibility, etc., etc., etc. I've mentioned twice now that I'm about to play an advert because Viper told me, apparently it's the one that was on yesterday, and Viper told me that he wanted to put the call out to people to tune in and listen. So this is final warning. It's going to be on in about a couple of minutes. So, you know, obviously if there's anyone who does want to tune in and listen to it, obviously they won't be listening to this bit right now because they won't be listening right now. But you know, it's more for Viper's benefit. If they want to tune in, get them tuned in because I'm going to play it in a minute. As a lead-in to this music break, let's ask Mina how building the night bus is going. I was hoping for more than just a word. Explain your progress.
So, it's split into 3 beds. I'm on bag 1. I'd say I'm about halfway through bag 1.
Right.
I have a little carry. With... the chest. And I have a Stan Trumper.
Right.
And I have a shrunken head.
You have a shrunken head. You need to get that looked at. I heard, actually, we were in, we went to a pub, because, you know, most things revolve around pubs these days. And we went to, right,
we're responsible,
we took our child with us, don't panic, we took Alexis with us to our local pub for a pub lunch, and they had Magic FM on, and they were talking about really, really awful jokes, that were also puns. So I'm going to leave you with this one. You can all laugh at it in your own time, or you can tell me on Twitter or on Discord that it was absolutely awful, and I'm expecting it to be awful. But I will leave you with this, and then I'm going to play a music track, and then the ad that I keep going on about, and then two more music tracks. So, here's the joke. I signed up for an escapology class the other day. I must be really bad at it, though, because I just can't get out of it.
Might be getting smaller, but our range of special programming is about to get larger. Join us throughout the month of September and some of October for a season of special shows dedicated to the Genesis and its micro-sized microcomputer brother. It will contain one-offs from some voices you haven't heard from for a while, such as myself, and some guest appearances which will be announced all throughout the month. Keep an eye on RadioSega.net for the full write-up and check back weekly for updates to the schedule. It's going to be huge.
I am never prepared for when that song finishes. That's You're My Hero from Sonic 3D. That was requested by a person on Discord. I believe it was Brit Gamer. Hang on. Yeah, it was. Brit Gamer requested that. Then we had Twin Seeds Fly By because I got Nights stuck in my head. And before that, Arena L Blaze from Virtua Fighter 5 Final Showdown, requested by Nicholas Herman. And Mina quite liked that one, actually. She was like, ooh, what's this? So I told her. I remembered the thing that I wanted to talk about that I forgot what I was going to talk about. And it's only from seeing my dear friend Adam posting on Facebook. The Kickstarter for the Sonic Adventure music experience ended. Was it yesterday? Day before? I'm not really sure. It ended a couple of days ago. And it's 100%. Very, very recently. And no, it wasn't today. It's definitely not today. And it's, I wanted to say 100% funded, but that happened quite early on. It's a complete and utter sellout. So every single ticket that was available for that concert has been sold out. It's gone. Poof, disappeared. So if you are lucky enough to get a ticket, we will see you there on the 8th of December. I've even been so lucky as to get the day off work. So I'm going to be going down to London, absolutely hanging after a Christmas party. Although, unfortunately, I haven't got any VIP tickets because I was never around to get the VIP upgrades for the meet and greets. But I don't know whether I might be able to wrangle some, having been staffed. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Or whether it's going to be one of those super exclusive jobs. Not that I'm too fussed at the end of the day, you know, if it's... I don't want to be sort of taking opportunities from people that have actually paid for it because, you know, they have actually paid for it. Or, you know, making them wait around longer. But, yeah. Either way, if you are going, I'll see you there. How much money did it end up making? Did we see? Question?
Yeah.
You didn't see. Right. Kickstarter Sonic Adventure. Let's have a look. It ended up making £24,690. Wow. That's a lot of money. That's cool.
I'm done.
You're done. You are finished. Oh. Brace yourselves. Hulk just joined the server. Dun dun dun. I got a message, apparently, and I can't see it. Good old Discord trying to tell me that someone's... How much longer on my show? Just under an hour. Why?
I'm done with that one.
We'll carry on then. I have faith in you. You can finish. Green Viper said, as a potential conversational topic, we could talk about someone on Twitter who goes by the name of Rin Senpai, noticing that today was the four-year anniversary. It's the four-year anniversary where 1,600 people retweeted a tweet saying that they would rather take Bowser's hand in marriage over Princess Peach's. They said specifically Toad, but yeah, it's all a bit random. Viper says someone has messaged you. Ah, well, yeah, I don't know who though. It definitely came up with a one person, but I don't know. I'm so surprised. Confused. Don't really know. And also, Mr. Viper invited me to the Church of Sonictology group on Facebook. And they've been quiet for a long time, so I think they know. I think they know that I am now amongst their ranks, and I think they must also know that we constantly take the piss out of them at any possible moment. So they have been quiet, but they couldn't resist the urge to pipe up again this past week with regards to the Mario and Sonic 2D events, saying that they look amazing, and that's pretty much all they left it. There was like no conversation whatsoever. So I was really, really excited for the whole Sonictology thing, but I must admit, I've been left quite disappointed, because they don't spout nonsense like I was led to believe, and instead it's all a bit tame, actually. But maybe they've like in the there is some sort of dark corner of the internet. Maybe they still use DeviantArt. Anyone remember DeviantArt? Remember when that was a really big thing? Does Mina remember DeviantArt? Yeah. Mina used to be on it all the time. Proper secret artist she was. Here, look at this drawing of Echo wearing a wearing a knight's hat. An Earthworm Jim.
And Knight was in the corner.
Knight was in the corner. Without a hat, which you thought was his entire head.
No. Or head. Oh.
You bold. You thought it was his hair, that was it. You thought it was his hair. Green Viper says, how do you think I feel? Fuming is the answer. I know, it's so tame, isn't it? We found Sonictology on Facebook, and they're not talking. They must know. They're just like, oh. Yeah, it's like, Alien. It's like the aliens from Toy Story. Strangers from the outside. They're not saying anything. I've just noticed there's someone on the online list on Discord called Barak. I wonder if it's Obama. Hi, Obama. Welcome, Mr. President, to Saturday Night Sega. If we haven't put you off yet, I'm sure we will. Although, you know, congratulations for being able to put up with Donald Trump for 3.5 years and not wanting to murder him. That's a very, very, very short list of people who could tolerate him for that long. Most of them live in Texas, I'll be honest. Or, you know, the Rust Belt of America. So, we played an advert which is going on about something called the Mega Drive Mini Marathon. I kind of got a little bit scared when it started playing, because I completely forgot that I'd queued it up. I didn't know where the arena song finished, because I've never heard it before. So all of a sudden, I'm hearing this voice coming out of my speakers, and I'm like, bloody hell, where's that coming from? Who's talking? And I was like, oh no, that's the advert I just put on. I am that not used to playing idents and adverts on my show now, that whenever I did play one, even though I queued it up myself, I got really, really confused and started to panic and almost closed Radio DJ. I said, I need to stop the voice! But it's okay.
Sometimes the voice is perfect.
Sometimes the voices are good, you know. They tell me nice things. They tell me very, very, very nice things.
Hum hum.
Conversational topics, unfortunately, are a little bit thin on the ground. Let's see. Discord also has gone very quiet. I think it's because they all think that we're finishing in like 15 minutes, but we're not quite. Not quite, bless you. We've got about another 40 or so yet. So I reckon we could just play more music. Mina didn't really know who I was on about. I tried to compare. If you're from England, you'd know who I'm on about. I tried to compare the former British rap duo Rizzle Kicks to Rushden and Diamonds this morning, and Mina didn't have a clue who I was on about. So I suppose we should play Fastlane, shouldn't we? Really, from Anarchy Reigns, which is, you know, good game. I don't really know this. Oh god. I keep getting these flashes of music that I want to play. Green Viper says, are Rizzle Kicks no more? I genuinely don't know. I thought they were very flash in the pan. I'm gonna look it up now. Rizzle Kicks, let's have a look. Rizzle Kicks are a British hip hop duo from Brighton. Consisting of Jordan Rizzle Stevens, who was born on the 25th of January 1992. There you go. And Harley Kicks Alexander Sewell, born on the 23rd of November 1991. Their debut album, Stereotypical, was released on the 31st of October 2011. as of May 2012, they'd sold over 1 million singles and over 600,000 albums. Instruments: singing, rapping, guitar, trumpet. Musical career. Let's see. No, they did literally just bring out one. One song, and then they went solo. Wow. One of the members of Rizzle Kicks actually appeared as a rebel soldier in Rogue One. Yeah, that's a thing. Oh, apparently they did bring another album out called Roaring Twenties in 2013. Which I didn't even know about. So that's a thing. Good. Well, I'm glad I looked that up. I haven't learned anything from that. Oh, Rizzle Kicks were awful. There is a line in a song that they did. They collaborated with Ollie Mills. Ollie Mills was someone I used to work with. Ollie Mers. The line goes something like, "We're swinging up and down like a seesaw. Should have just taken her to the cinema to seesaw." And it was like, wow, it's awful, really. Yeah. There's a song here called Blooming Madness. I'm going to play that. From Seventh Dragon 2020. I'm expecting that to be very Hatsune Miku crap. But we'll play it anyway. And I'm going to play some music from Space Harrier. Because I want to. Space Harrier. Harrier Saga. Yeah, go on then, why not? Let's play that. Wicked! Wicked, wicked. Jungle is massive. Green Viper says that's honestly the peak of their lines. It is indeed. It's almost up there with Ed Sheeran's You Need Me, I Don't Need You, where he comes out with the line, "They call me up and coming like I'm fucking in an elevator." Which I mean, it's a good line in a song, but, you know, at the same time, it's kind of like, well, I don't know where an elevator's got anything to do with it, because you could be anywhere. You could be on some stairs, really, you know, whilst walking. That'd be some skill. And we're back to sex again. Brilliant. Right, let's get some music, get off this topic quick, smartish. See you in a bit.
I'm burning something powerful. Fuel injection action from my femur to my collarbone. Gone in 60 seconds as I'm blasted through the danger zone. Double time and rhyming, stopping on a dime. Winding with the checkered flag, you know I'm talking in my time. Barriers are broken from the subsonic wave. I'm all gassed up knowing that the fast lane pays. Fossil fueling with a turbo boost.
Nice little bit of Space Harrier there. II1980 said I should play Inca Inca, which, well, we can never have too much Space Harrier, so I suppose we could play some later. Although, actually, now I'm looking, I can't find it. Maybe I have it under a different name. Let's have a look. So that was Harrier Saga. Before that, we had Blooming Madness from Seventh Dragon 2020, which was actually surprisingly good, and also a little bit what's the word I want to say? Ominous. That's what I'm thinking. And before that, we had Fastlane, from Anarchy Reigns. Did you find it sounded a little bit like Rizzle Kicks?
Yeah, I did
that. Yeah, there we go then. At least we know we didn't waste time doing that. I can't find it in Kit Inca on here. I don't think that's an actual thing. Never mind. There was a song that did get requested from Mr. Viper, so we can put that in next. You'll be very, very pleased to know that next week... Oh, Inca Jungle is massive. Right. I think I see where we're going now. Sorry, I thought that was the name of a Space Harrier song. You'll be very pleased to know that next Saturday we should still be on a live show. I haven't heard anything to suggest otherwise. It is the day after my nephew's 5th birthday. But from what I can tell, he's having a birthday party with friends and not family. So I would imagine that means that I'm free on the Saturday evening. So keep your eye on the Twitters. Should anything change, I'll let you know. But I, as I say, I'm definitely getting the feeling that it's going to be a live show next week. The week after that, I might do pre-recorded for personal reasons. Things that I don't necessarily want to get into. I have no plans. I'm not planning on going out anywhere or anything. I will be at home. I'm just probably thinking that Saturday might not be a Saturday that's in my best interest to do a show. So I will potentially do a pre-recorded show on that week, just so that you still get some, you do get some entertainment. You get some Gavi goodness. There we go. That's a catchphrase that we need to try and coin. Someone at work actually tried to call me Gavi the other day, and thought that they seemed really clever. They actually thought they were quite, you know, quite proud of themselves for coming up with it. And I just sat there and I was like, yeah, people have been using that online since like 2006. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, that's like my main online name, is a lot of people call me Gavi online. It actually starts getting really weird when people call me it offline as well. Like, you know, people like Earthheart and, as I say, you know, Adam, Mr. T-Bird, when they still come around and call me Gavi. And it's just like, well, one, you know, Gav, like Gavin is the same number of syllables and is my actual name. Number two, Gav is just one syllable and it doesn't take you so long to pronounce. So you can get through your sentence quicker. But yeah, you know, people still call me Gavi. Maybe for the Sonic music adventure, should I fish out the old Radio Sega t-shirt that's got my name on the back, so that people who don't know me from the last like what 9.5 years, if you've never seen me around an SOS, you'd know who I am, because you know my face wouldn't give it away, I guess. I said, I wish people at work called me I. I don't. This is the thing, right? Is I actually don't like being called Gavi outside of online stuff. It's really weird. I really don't mind people saying it online or whatever. Or if I'm on like a podcast with other people and they say it, it's absolutely fine. Even though I try my best to not portray a character. If you catch my meaning, I tend to find a lot of people online are different than what they are in real life. And when I'm obviously talking to you guys, apart from the fact that I try and tell myself, you know, try and tell everyone that I'm amazing and you know, God's gift to radio broadcasting and all of that, you can clearly tell I am not in the slightest. You know, but other than having a joke around about, you know, how good I actually am at this job, I suppose, for lack of a better word, I try and be sort of a bit as my college lecturers would describe it, a little bit WYSIWYG, right? So it's basically, it's an acronym, and it's what you see is what you get. So WYSIWYG. Yeah, get it? So, you know, WYSIWYG. 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 But it's also very weird in that, you know, I have a name that people will use online, and then I have a name that I'd rather people use when I'm talking face to face. So, but you know, the way that I see it is I'm still the same person. I don't know. WYSIWYG. Viper says, I have a lot of people who I've met in real life call me Viper. It's not weird until you realise that other people are listening to your conversations and give you weird looks as to why they're calling you it. Well, I suppose in my sense, then, it's not too bad. Although, I was on a Final Fantasy fan site, and this is how I sort of started my online life prior to Radio Sega. And when I started off there, I used the online handle FFXFan. And indeed, I still use that for a couple of other bits. Not that you'd find me now, I don't post under it or anything, but I used to, when Mindsay, the blog service, used to be around, I used it as a blog title there. Although they've since shut down, so everything that I'd ever posted on there is gone. So, I may well be cached somewhere if the website's still up, yeah, but I had a blog that ran under that. Then I used to be on a Final Fantasy forum called All World Final Fantasy. Or it got shortened to AWFF. And then we ended up merging with Square Sound forums, if anyone remembers Square Sound. And then we became Square Union forums. Everyone hated the fact that we'd merged. Sounds familiar from when Radio Sega merged with Fastbeat Media to become Radio Sega Media. No one seemed to like that either. I've noticed people on the internet don't like change much, do they? Yeah. So we ended up rebranding as AWFF, and we just started taking the piss out of games media, which is really funny considering that the guy who ran it then went on to form Gaming Union and actually became a games journalist. So we spent quite a while taking the piss out of games journalism, and then he went and did it himself. And also now runs a Final Fantasy fan site again called Final Fantasy Union, and they did a couple of online, a couple of real life meets, and they, you know, went to one. Good fun. Really good fun. But when we rebranded, I changed my name from FFX fan to Gavi, and then when we rebranded again, I changed it rather strangely to Gavatron. I don't know. Don't know where that came from. Didn't last long. As soon as Radio Sega sort of came about, I dropped back to Gavi, and there we go. Gavi is where it has stayed since 2007, I believe. Was it 2007 when I found Radio Sega? Have I really known it for 12 years? Sounds about right, doesn't it? December 2007, I'm sure it was. But now you know the story of my online life. I mention like websites and stuff and what I used to be on, and I don't. I'd be surprised if anybody like on Radio Sega right now actually has heard of some of the sites that I used to be on. A couple of others I used to frequent. I used to be on Avalanche Online. Was one, and there was another one which was 13.com, but it was spelt as x111.com. I used to be on there quite a bit. And also, actually, my first foray into online foray, Huawei, my first journey into the online space was by a games domain. I used to be on their chat room. I used the nickname Gamma after E102 Gamma, but a lot of people kept misreading it and kept calling me Gemma, so they thought I was a girl. So, what are you wearing? What are you wearing? Funny thing is, I used to answer them as well. I'm joking. No, it became a bit of a nickname and I hated it, which is then why I changed to FFX fan. But yeah, my original online nickname was Gamma after E102 Gamma, who is my favourite character from Sonic Adventure. I do like Gamma. He's cool. He's like, when you think about it, his story in Sonic Adventure actually doesn't take that long to finish. And yet. So yeah, that's pretty much that. I'd ask Mina. Well, actually, yeah, Mina, your online life prior to me.
Not
really. You didn't really sort of frequent anywhere.
No.
I suppose even when we did start sort of seeing each other and whatever, you didn't really frequent anywhere. You just happened to go to the same places I did, but didn't really post a lot. No. But I did get you into Sega a little bit, though. Bless you.
Well, I was always doing Nintendo.
You were?
With an
appreciation. The Sega. The Dark Arts. Right, I'm going to play some music. I'm going to try and put something else on as well whilst it's on. I think I'll only play the two tracks and then it gives us time to say goodbye before we finish. So, Viper sent me this, although I had a feeling I already owned it. And if I did, I don't know where I put it. It's already gone. So this is from a little bit of a crossover that was due to happen, but for reasons unknown, the game got cancelled. This is the main theme from Space Fantasy Zone, and I'll figure something out whilst it's playing. We've not actually played some Jet Set Radio music in a while, other than my talk bed, so I might find some Jet Set Radio music and put that on. Actually, do you fancy a sing-song? I fancy a sing-song. See you in a bit.
my job. You're carrying yourself so well.
So well.
I made myself a promise.
What's that?
Not to get emotional. As I remain stable,
stable.
I take another glance at you.
At you.
If we were at the disco,
whoa, whoa,
then I would have to dance with you. This isn't cool,
not cool.
And in my lonely eyes, I see myself in eloquent strides. In a sharp tuxedo, here goes nothing to her.
Hello.
I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and
I. Hello, Allison. I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
Yeah. I seen you about a quarter after nine. You shine in the neon sign. Where are you from? You floating like an angel of night into my life. And leave me with a song to write. And now I'm loaded, holding my sack and wondering where she is at. With a line of customers getting mad, they didn't see what I seen. Nuh-uh, the store queen made everything easier for one fine
eat.
And in my bloodshot eyes, all I can see is everything's fine. With a turning stomach, running thoughts through my head.
Come on. Hello, Allison. I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and
I. Hello, Allison. I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
You came in here again. I'm drinking by the copier. I made myself a promise.
Now what was that?
That I would finally talk to her. As I remain stable,
stable.
I take another drink for you.
For you.
I set it on the table.
Whoa, whoa.
I'm sure I look a drunken fool. I'm seeing two.
Whoa.
And in my lonely eyes, I see myself in eloquent stride. In a sharp tuxedo, it goes nothing to her.
Hello, I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
Aisle 10, aisle 10, yeah, yeah, whoa, whoa. I think I got that quite right, actually, considering that I'd muted it by the end. But there's always a delay, isn't there? So I'm probably slightly delayed behind. That was Gavioki! Only I was singing it without the microphone turned on, so you couldn't hear it. But me and Mina were having ourselves a nice little sing-song. Sing-song! So after Mina said Gavi goodness, that has now become a verified hashtag on Twitter. So that is now, well, I say verified, Radio Sega used it and we are now, I have also taken it. I've also hashtagged Gavioki. That is now a thing. That exists. It is written. And so it is written and now it exists. That's it. That's everything. We've got about time for one more song, which I'm going to let Mina choose because she doesn't normally choose music.
I don't know.
Go on.
You could have given me like some warning.
I have given you some warning. You've got 2.5 minutes. You want to finish the show on Chinatown?
I don't know.
Find a song to finish on.
Yeah.
But that is Shinobi.
I don't know. What happened when they put me on the spot? Not complain.
Should we have another sing-song?
Reap the fruit.
Raph Sieg says, if it's on the internet, then it's true. It is. It's the Wikipedia law. It's on Wikipedia. It actually happened. So that's it for tonight's show. If it's your first time listening in live, then please come back next week. If it's your first time listening in ever, there's about 280 odd more shows that you can choose. All of this, and I didn't ask for people's opinions where I'd have got an honest opinion, you know, like, do you like the new theme song? Was Club Sonic 2019 really, really good? To which the answer is yes, it was. Or was Saturday Night Sega's Summer Soundtrack 2019 really, really good? To which the answer was no, it wasn't, not really. Did you enjoy the Disney show? Do you enjoy? Oh dear, pardon me. Well, that was supposed to be under my breath. That didn't work.
Can someone please rip that?
No, don't rip that. Yeah. No. Viper says it's illegal to lie on the internet. It is illegal to lie on the internet. What have we learned today?
Nino.
Oh my word. Call to Amber Lamps! Yeah. Special shows are coming up soon. Obviously, you know, there's keep your eyes and ears on Radio Sega over the next few weeks as you start to find out what the Mega Drive Mini Marathon is. But also don't forget that we were going to do a Saturday Night Sega show dedicated to the music from the games that are on the Mega Drive Mini. I am likely to do that the same time it comes out in Europe now that the console's been delayed in Europe for a couple of weeks into October. I'll probably do it in October, not during the American launch, because no is the nice short answer to that. I was going to play, I wanted to finish on a vocal song, I want to finish on a sing song, but I don't know what song to play now. Right, let's see, what can I find? That hasn't really helped. Tell you what, let's finish on something slightly different instead. Not a vocal theme, but it's one that you're going to need to not use. It's one that you will probably want to turn your speakers up super loud for. So we're back. II says thanks for the burps and the show. Oh god, I am sorry, that was really, really bad. My name's Bing.
Smell it,
eh?
They don't smell it.
Well, did you? Could you? From the other side of the room? There's the potential. Well, there you go then. Yeah, enough of that noise. Right, my name's Bing Gabby. Mina's been here as well.
Bye.
Thank you for putting up with us for the technical difficulties at the start of the show, though if you're listening to this via the podcast, you haven't got a clue what I'm talking about, because you won't know about them. Anyway, I am back live next week, and then pre-recorded show the week after. If for any reason it happens to be pre-recorded next week as well, I'll give you prior warning. As far as I know, I'm not doing anything, it should be live, but we'll see. Who knows? There's a lot of time between now and then. It's good to be back doing these. Cheers for listening. Your Sunday nights are, well, Sunday nights. Something's going on, I'm sure. Keep your eyes on social media. They'll tell you what's going on, because I'm confused. I don't know. Here is a Sonic track that I absolutely adore, and it was my ringtone for the longest time, because the way the song ends just makes a perfect, perfect ringtone. It's one of my favourite Sonic songs of all time, I'll be honest. So yeah, so once more, thank you for listening. I'll catch you all next week. Good night.
Mm-hmm.